What's up, podcast? Welcome back to the Sales Culture Show. And today I'm going to share a clip that I did pre-COVID, actually. I did this with Matt Barnett. He's the CEO of Bonjoro. And it's kind of funny. He kind of labels himself as the Papa Bear, and he wears like this Papa Bear costume. And at first I was like, man, what's going on here? You know, and first I wasn't even thinking about calling like another man Papa Bear. But as I got to understand, you know, what he was doing, he's branding himself, and he's coming with ways to really stand out, and not in a traditional manner that I feel like everyone does. And, you know, talking about telling stories, talking about finding ways to grab people's attention, I think these guys are really getting it. And especially from a company culture standpoint, this is something that when you're trying to figure out how to engage employees when they're working from home remotely, this is something that I think Matt has gotten down. I get the Papa Bear movement now. I get why he's dressing up in suits as a straight costume bear, I should say, that type of suit, not your, you know, pinstripe suit. But, you know, it's a way to have fun at work. And he's trying to keep it light. He wants to keep it fun. And he's trying to figure out how to bridge multiple people from across different continents, from South Africa to Australia, and his team here in the U.S. You got to think outside the box. So that's what they're up to. And it makes more sense the more we got into the conversation.
Strategy that a lot of smaller businesses, lots of guys who are listening, I mean, that's probably one of the biggest challenges is trying to work with other people remotely, but how do you keep them engaged, right?
Yeah, it's not that easy. We did this, yeah? So we all started in the office, and then we got our first guy in London. And then we went from there, grew that a bit, and then got the States. And then we now got Manila, and then we've got South Africa. And I think we just expected it to work the same.
Right.
And then we learned that's not the case. So I think in terms of engagement, so at the same point, as we were doing this, the advent of things like Slack came out. So I think online communication has got better to support that. So having a constant chat channel whereby you encourage the whole team to kind of get involved. I'm talking there, and not just about work. You have to kind of really push the kind of levity and the outside of work, like communication as well. So, for instance, I come in this morning. It's 6 a.m. here. Just before I hop on the call to you, there's a message. We're trying to set up our monthly team call with the kind of 5 different time zones. And everyone's like, right, which of these 3 do you guys want? And like, somebody's always doing it like almost midnight. Someone's always doing it at 6 a.m. in the morning. It's kind of hard, but we make sure we do it once a month.
Yeah,
and we ask one or two of the time zones to make some kind of early or late calls to meet everyone. And that call, we do go through business and we do go through what happened last month, what's happening next month. We get each team lead and team members to kind of chip in and talk, so everyone has part of that call. But really, it's more about culture than anything. So that call is a reason for everyone to chat, everyone to have jokes, everyone to kind of get to know each other a bit more. On top of that, we then bring team together. Mm-hmm.
So hopefully you guys got that, got a lot of heat from Matt there. I mean, he dropped some really good information about how to bring your team together. If you guys heard it in the clip, like, he literally has employees in 4 different continents. So Europe, Africa, he's based out of Australia, and he has employees here in the U.S., and it's just, you know, he's keeping his whole company culture light, and he's been doing this. He's been dressing up in bear costumes, and this is the whole CEO of a straight tech company, right? He doesn't have to do it, but he's trying to set the precedence for his team, let them know to keep it light and have fun. And I want to put that out to anybody that's managing people remotely, which is 90% of us right now, right? Try to have a way that you can create some experiences that you would normally do in person, that you can try to create the same things online, right? I mean, or through audio and Zoom. Now, Zoom's a thing because Zoom's getting a little burnt out. I'm not sure how many Zooms you guys are doing, but I get a decent amount of invites. And that's why I really push and try to encourage a lot of people to think about doing and straight podcasts, that you can have those similar water cooler conversations, have that audio, you know, allow people to download it whenever they want to, and just kind of keep it light and fun that way. And you can even highlight some of your top employees. Something I think is a really good tool that more of us should be pressing into. You can learn more about that. If you need help with that, please go to salesculture.work. That's what we do over there at Sales Culture. We really help people launch off their own podcasts and create those experiences around their company. And this is the perfect time to do it because people need to be connected. But, you know, video can only get you but so far. And sometimes you get burned out on video. So give a different thought. Try out something else fresh. Go to salesculture.org and learn more about what we're doing with the audio play. All right, guys. With that said, hope you guys enjoyed this show. And I look forward to bringing you more and more heat. Until next time, you guys stay phenomenal.